I'll give it a try, Mr. Man.
Right, Mr. Mechanic. No, nothing.
Oh, I found it. There's a geezer who keeps hitting your engine with a hammer. Oi, bugger off.
Sorry.
Well, you should be all right now, Squire. Often happens that with a 1.7 GXL. Somebody hits the engine repeatedly with a hammer and it doesn't go, see? Try it now. Lovely, lovely. Have a nice trip then.
Thank you. Well, I'll be off.
Hold on, Mr. Man. Where are you going?
I'm off.
Off? Where?
You've learned all your radio techniques now. You don't need me anymore. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Oldjob.
Hands of Mr. Oldjob? But he's only an Oldjob man.
Mr. Man, you can't go.
Why not?
Because.
Because what? Come on, spit it out, honey.
Because we love you. Don't we, Norman?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say loving.
Tell Mr. Man we love him, Norman, please.
Okay. Mr. Man, we, that is, some of the cast, well, Penny mainly, basically, we love you.
You only love me for my sound effects.
No, no. Well, yes.
Exactly. Well, I must go now. I have other work to do.
Cheerio!
Light off and come and see us every morning just before 11's is.
Will do!
Do you think it went over the top?
Well, at least he thinks it was appreciated.
What happened to the sound effect that should have been there?
I don't know. It was there earlier, I checked.
Oh, don't tell me Mr. Man's gone off with the...
So where did that come from?
Oh, I did that. Add a bit of drama and ram home the point.
And so it was that Mr. Man was written out of the series. Brian Thomas Mann, a man for all series, or so he thought. But no, tragically, Brian was taken from us just short of his fourth programme. But let us not feel too much sadness today. After all, Brian's role in this little sitcom we call The Party Party was over. We all have our parts to play, and Brian's part was that of Brian, or Mr. Man, the man who lectured on radio techniques. That was his part, and he was paid for it. But Brian had run his course. His cup was dry. His plate, indeed, had crumbs on it. Cheers, Brian.
See you.
So, what now for Brian? More than likely, a couple of weeks off, a few odd jobs around the house, and then that coffee commercial with the slimy one from Howard's Way. Brian, I've enjoyed it.
Turn it off, three. Bloody Remembrance Day. I just said turn it off, three. I didn't say take an axe to it and crush it into a million particles.
Oh! Oh, sorry, Pete. I thought you said turn and take an axe to it and crush it into 3 million particles. It off.
Actually, I can't remember. Maybe I did. Anyway, where was I?
Bloody Remembrance Day.
Yes, that's right. I mean, don't get me wrong. Well done, everyone. But why can't we remember a day when there wasn't a war?
I don't think there is one.
Oh, surely there must have been a day sometime.
How about February the 29th? 75% of all February the 29th have been peaceful.
Not to mention short.
We could celebrate all the times on February the 29th when there hasn't been a war. Is this a leap year?
Don't know.
What year is it?
I don't know that either.
Right, so let's make it a leap year. And on February the 29th, the whole country can join together in forgetting all about wars.
Good idea. I'll mention it to the Queen.
PM, there's a top US minister in the lobby.
Oh, God. We're not having talks, are we?
Oh, no. Just a few photos. The usual stuff.
Thank God for that. I'll get my funny hat with the pom-poms on.
Well, that was a sound effect.
Yes, but it came from P's office, not this end.
Well, what about Dan and Ali? They're meant to be playing a duet on the piano at this very moment.
We are. Listen.
What do you think?
I think the sound effects have gone.
Well, where are they all?
Maybe they're in the cupboard.
Oh, crikey, the belly keys disappeared.
So, I'll give the door a good yank.
You can't do that, Penny.
Because I'm a woman, I suppose.
No, because the good yank sound effect is inside the cupboard.
Oh, marvellous.
You could always pop over to Downing Street and borrow some of theirs.
There's no bus either.
I could walk.
Sorry.
Not unless Ali's footsteps turn up.
If my footsteps turn up, I'll be using them, thank you all very much.
Oh, come on, Ali, time of crisis. Share and share alike.
What can four of us do with one pair of footsteps?
Two can hop with the other two riding piggyback. Worked in North Africa.
I thought you were in Burma.
Yes, we stopped off in North Africa on the way, and that was where it worked.
You weren't even there.
Shh! Footsteps.
Brilliant, we can go to Downing Street.
Halt! Who wants an audience with the Queen?
Me, P.
Fair enough.
Damn, I was sure they were Ali's footsteps.
No, his are much smellier.
Oh, thank you very much.
Excuse me, I've got an audience with the Queen, actually.
Sorry, P.
Thank you.
Hello, P.
Hello, Q.
What do they talk about in there?
It's me, matey.
Every Tuesday afternoon, in he goes. Half an hour later, out he pops. Never seems to change anything.
I know.
At least we have interesting conversations.
Oh, that's right, me old cocker.
About things?
Absolutely.
And it's interesting.
Yeah.
Right, my turn. I spy with my little eye something beginning with P.
P?
Keep the noise down, lads.
Oh,
sorry,
Governor. Sorry. It was quick. Your turn.
Honestly, I don't know what they talk about out there.
All they ever say to me is, who wants an audience with the Queen?
And what do you say?
Oh, me.
Well, let's have one then.
It makes a change from just the two of us.
Absolutely. Now, shall we begin?
Why not?
Right. How's the government?
Fine.
Good.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. And the country?
Oh, it's fine as well.
That's what I like to hear. Oh, fine. Do you like my crime?
Oh, very nice.
You do like it,
thank you. Thank you very much.
And the sceptre?
It's a beauty. As sceptres go, it's one of the best, top of the pile.
They're a bit intrusive, aren't they?
They are a bit.
That's better.
Well, Q, that about wraps it up.
I suppose you better get back. Are you governing this afternoon?
I'll maybe do a little bit.
If you're free at all, I'm buying a Mars bar at 5. If you'd like to be an official guest, you know, free drink and things.
Oh, thanks for asking, Q. I might give this one a miss. I'll catch it on the box.
Okay, bye. Love to the cabinet.
Will do.
Oh. Cool.
And so, whilst the Downing Street end of the operations luxuriated in a seemingly never-ending supply of sound effects, the micros were struggling on without.
Yes, and getting pretty bloody sick of it too.
All right, Penny, we're doing our best. Hang on. Are those Ali's footsteps? I didn't know he could tap down.
Yes, I can, actually. Could I have them back, please?
They're a bit far away, mate. Anyway, P and 3 were busy watching...
Well, come on, after the footsteps, man!
Well, what about the link?
Oh, come on, hurry up, I want them back now!
Well, could somebody hold the fort for me? P and 3 are doing something! Music sting! Oh, no, no, chariots of fire! I'll never catch them!
No, but I can't narrate.
But it can't act, so what's the difference?
But why me?
Because it's your footsteps he's chasing.
Well, can't one of you... Obviously not. Well, something's coming up. I'll just press this. Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
And the royal party are just arriving outside the smoothie shop. The Queen is wearing some clothes, as indeed are the rest of the royal family. They step down from the coach now and move into the shop. Yes, we can see them now as they pass by the video section. Just to the left are the various greeting cards. The Queen is approaching the counter, and yes, and so we go over to you, Anne.
Thank you, Alistair. I've got a super view here, perched up on the top shelf between the Dairy Milk and the Old Gold. This really is an historic occasion. This is, in fact, the first Mars bar the Queen has bought since the Prince and Princess of Wales were married. The tradition being, of course, that until the eldest son of the Queen is married and going slightly bald, the reigning monarch should only eat Smarties.
Thank you, Anne. And now, Mr. Thompson is handing over the Royal Mars bar. Yes. Mrs. Thompson and the children we can hear in the background. The Thompson family, of course, have been trumpeters since the early 17th century. The Queen is now speaking to Mr. Thompson.
What a lovely Mars bar.
Thank you, Your Majesty. It was specially designed.
Oh?
There's a toilet at the rear.
And what do you do, Mr. Thompson?
I'm a shopkeeper.
How fascinating. And do you keep many shops?
Just the one.
Well, I imagine that's quite enough for anyone.
Who was that?
Looked like an orator to me.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. Oh, silly, Alice. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Oh, man. Meanwhile, we go live to Highbury for second half coverage of Arsenal Everton. That seems a bit odd. Now then. Yes, I think I'm getting the hang of this. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Oh, good. Yes.
Bang, 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 hammer. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang,
oh, this
bang,
is bang, terrific. Bang, 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 with no sound bang, effects, we're totally cut bang, off from the outside bang, world.
Bang, bang,
I say,
hammer,
oi, and hammer, that's not helping, Mr.
Hammer,
Old Job.
Hammer,
now shut up.
Bang.
Oh,
bang,
I take back bang, all the things I wanted to say bang, about Mr.
Bang,
Man.
Bang. Oh, thank you. I mean, I'm doing my best. I'm hammering away at this door here. I don't see why we have to have effects anyway.
You don't, do you?
No.
Right, let's forget them all together.
Oh, suits me. Anyone want a pint?
Me.
Oh, well, there we are then. 85 pence, please, Penny.
Well, Penny's buying. I'll,
There you go, Norman.
That was quick.
£1.70, Penny.
There you are.
Thank you. There's your change. Oh, God, what a noise. I must get that till fixed.
Crisps, please.
15p.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can't you eat them a bit more quietly, Dan?
Oh, that bloody till again.
Oh, for God's sake, Old Job, stop playing with those castanets.
Come on, everybody. No, look, listen to this noise.
Can't hear myself thinking here.
General noise.
For the stampeding turtles.
No, come on, please, will you, everybody?
How do we stop this?
There should be a sound effect. Ali!
I can't find it.
We'll do something.
The noise is getting unbearable.
Come on,
Ali.
I can't find the right button.
Come on, Ali.
You'll have to fade. You'll have to fade yourselves.
Come on, Ali.
Hurry up.
Hurry up.
Oh, hurry up.
Come on, Ali. Well, thank God for that.
Shh.
Sorry.
Meanwhile, in microcosm, the micros were having quite a lot of trouble dealing with their lack of sound effects. Is that right?
We just did that.
No, I give up!
I don't understand it, Pete.
It's because the narrator's busy. Ali's standing in.
No. I mean, all that fuss just because the Queen buys a Mars bar.
She's the Queen.
And?
That's it.
Yeah, but why all the pomp and ceremony?
It's good for business.
I think we should make this no-war anniversary totally pomp-free.
But people like pomp.
Ah, they can do it themselves, then. We'll make everyone the royal family for a day.
Except the royal family.
Yeah, they can watch us for a bloody change.
Mind you, it's not much of a holiday if everyone's going to be pomping and ceremonialising all over the place.
What do you suggest?
Why not announce a lion in the morning? Now that is a holiday.
And then they can all get up and be the royal family in the afternoon. Perfect.
No brass bands.
No army displays.
And we can film the Mall and Buckingham Palace with nobody there. And everyone could lie in bed and watch no pomp.
Drill.
And apparently there's going to be no army displays. Great idea.
Drill. What? No taking something to bits, dragging it over a river that isn't there, and then putting it back together again? But that's the best fun in the world.
And there's nobody there to wave at the Queen?
That is disgraceful.
He's not doing any harm, Norman.
No harm? How would you feel if you were busy being the Queen and nobody turned up?
Well, pretty relieved, I'd imagine. Make a pleasant change.
JCB backing up. JCB backing up.
Will you shut up? Can't hear ourselves think with that bulldozer in here.
Just as well we don't have any sound effects.
And as for all of us becoming the royal family for an afternoon, well, quite frankly, I find the whole idea absolutely...
You could be king, Norman.
Rather interesting. It's quite refreshing, really.
You like it, do you?
Well, you know, it's king, you say?
Yeah.
King Norman. Yes, I like that.
And Queen Penny.
I don't think that will be necessary, Penny, thank you very much.
We've got to, Norman. It says in the leaflet, every household must have a king and a queen, a brass band, a police force and a crowd.
What the hell's the point?
Well, I don't know. What the hell's the point of having a real king, queen, brass band, police force and crowd?
Well, obviously, the police force is there to keep the crowd from, you know...
Shut up, Norman. You know what I meant.
It all sounds bloody stupid to me.
Well, you get a lion in the morning.
I get one every morning.
Well, either we go and see P and 3 and find out exactly what to do.
Oh, God. I've just come in the door, everyone.
Hello, narrator.
And you'll never guess what's in this box.
Your lungs?
No, it can't be. I'm just opening the box, Ellie. I don't think they like being cooped up in here.
Right. I've shut the box. Ali, in the name of something, I'm commandeering your footsteps.
Why?
Well, because I like commandeering things.
So we can go and see P and 3.
And obviously, so we can go and see P and 3.
Can I start hammering again?
No!
Sulk, sulk, sulk. Sulk, sulk, sulk.
Oh, shut up, all job.
Sulk,
you don't need an effect for sulking.
Huff. Meanwhile, preparations for no war anniversary. Oh, God, I'm so unfit. This is ridiculous. I've got to get down to the gym.
So, what's the news?
Everyone's been given a day off. The army are already in strict training not to do anything at all.
Will they be ready in time?
Touch and go, apparently. They're practicing not marching, but they can't get them to not march out of formation.
Mm. What about the brass bands?
They've almost totally forgotten how to play their instruments.
Excellent.
Lift, 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 lift.
Penny and Norman, P, to see you about the arrangements for the big celebration on February the 29th.
Making a pitch for the narrator's job, Sir Lord?
Certainly not.
Dan and Ali not with you then?
No, I think we must have dropped them. We were giving them a piggyback.
Thank God for that.
Anyway, P, the point is we're a bit unsure what to do on the big day, as regards a ceremony.
Whatever you want, really.
You could change the guard or open a new fireplace.
Or troop the colours, if you fancy it.
Sounds jolly good.
How exactly do we go about trooping the colours?
Haven't a clue.
You could make it numbers, if that's easier. Troop in the numbers.
You don't even have to troop them. You could...
Oh, brink them.
Why not? Yeah, sounds good to me. Don't know what it means, but it sounds good.
Or you could thing them. You could even thing the thingies.
Oh, I like the sound of that. What are you saying, Norman?
Am I still the king?
Oh, yes, you're still the king.
All right, then. Consider the things thung.
Right. Now, how would you like to hear a sound effect?
Oh, yes, for heaven's sake, please.
Yes.
Listen to this.
Oh, that was great.
No, that wasn't it. No, I was just turning on a tape.
Oh, my God, that is...
Now, this one will send you. It's a documentary theme tune.
Oh, my God, please. No more.
Excuse me.
Here at 4th Battalion HQ, preparation is already underway for the big lying. Sergeant Moustache puts his men through their paces.
Right, you honourable little men. We're going to be doing some lying in on the 29th.
Yes,
you must. Right. Is everybody tucked up in bed?
Yes, sir.
Right. When I say lie in, I want everyone to lie in immediately. Okay? After three.
Good morning, sir.
What a beautiful day.
No. Hey, stop it. That's getting up. I want lying in.
Sorry, sir.
Well, let's try again then, shall we? Battalion, lie! Very good, battalion. Well lying in. Yes. Now then, Hodges, what's the next part of the training?
Getting up and doing some marching, Sarge.
No, it is not getting up and doing some marching, Sarge. The next part of the training is having a nap. So, on the count of three, I want you all to nap. Right. Is everybody lying in?
Yes, sir.
Right. One, two. Wait for it. Wait for it, you want of a little man. Three. Nap. Oh, jeez, you're not napping.
That's because you keep shouting, sir.
And I'll continue shouting until you fall asleep.
But that's just stupid, sir.
Well, that's what comes of being a comic stereotype. Now, 40 winks at the double. Wink! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 40!
That's no use. I can still hear it. Right. We'll try a different approach. On the count of three, discard your instruments. 1, 2, 3. And on the second count of three, 1, 2, 3. Perfect. Right, who was that then?
It was, in fact, the narrator, safely back in position, and ready to inform the listeners that preparations were also taking place in microcosm, as the micros prepared to swap roles with the royals.
Hello, Dan. I'm the Queen.
Couldn't give a toss.
Neither could I. I'm just doing it to annoy Norman.
Hello, Norman. I'm the Queen.
That's nothing. I'm the King.
Look, Norman, you're supposed to be a subject so I can speak to you.
I'm a bit tied up being the King, actually, Petty. Use a mirror. Get your hands off.
Sorry, Norman. Security. Just checking for snipers.
I can assure you there are no snipers in my wallet.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, that's what they said about that guy, as it turned out. I mean, snipers in his wallet.
And who was that, Mr. Alljob?
Mark carefully, you know. I mean, you know, some things, Norman.
Hooray, hooray. How was that?
My God, I thought there was a huge crowd in here for a minute, lining the streets, Ali.
Yes, it was pretty good, wasn't it?
Now, what would the Queen say? Hello,
and who are you? I'm the Queen. I see. What do you do? Well, I'm the Queen. How interesting. And what does being the Queen involve? Well, it involves being the Queen, really. How fascinating. Have you always been the Queen? No, before I was the Queen, I was a princess. And what do you do when you are a princess? I waited until I became the Queen. And what did you do once you became the Queen? Well, I became the Queen.
Yeah, I think that's pretty authentic.
Very good, Dan. Yes, lucky old me being the band.
And so, as Dan mysteriously produced the sound effect, something else was happening, and it will come as little surprise that it involved P and 3.
Well, we might as well turn in. We've got a big lie-in tomorrow morning.
Yes, you're right.
Night, P.
Night, 3.
Night door.
Yeah?
Your 8 o'clock alarm call.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Good morning. This is the 8 o'clock news on February the 29th. The headlines. I've just woken up and everyone else is asleep. The big story. No one's listening. Main point again, everyone's asleep. If anything happens, wake me up.
And so, no more anniversary.
Anniversary Day got off to a great start. In microcosm, everyone was joining in with gusto, whilst P and 3 were playing their part. They'd even slept in the same room, just to get into the spirit of things. But later that day, as P and 3 got pissed together because there was nothing else for them to do, all over the country, little grand ceremonies were taking place. Well, they certainly were in microcosm, put it that way.
Hooray! Hooray!
Stand back, please.
Sorry. Hooray! Hooray!
Stand back, please.
I'm back.
Look, I'm warning you.
I've already gone back 15 times. Can't you think of anything else to say?
No. Stand back, please.
Hooray! Here they come.
And Queen Penny and King Norman come regally down the stairs to thing the thingies.
Hooray! Hooray!
No, stand back, please. No, stand back, please.
You can't tell the brass band to stand back.
Okay. March, then.
Well, is that it? Are the things thung?
I think so.
What a complete waste of time.
I'm not finished. I'm going walkabout.
Oh, what a charming gesture. You'll be the darling of the press, no doubt.
And what do you do?
Who? Me?
Yes.
I'm Ally. Hooray!
Hello, Ally. I'm the Queen.
Hooray!
Have you come far?
Hooray! Hooray!
Well, I must press on.
Finished yet, Penny?
I think so. You were good, Norman.
God, I love this trumpet.
What the dot, dot, dot?
It's Mr. Man!
I've come for my trumpet.
There you are. Sorry, Mr. Man.
Well, he's taken it badly then, isn't he?
And indeed, he'd not only taken it badly, he'd acted it badly as well. Well, that's all for this week. We just have enough time for this week joke. Sorry, I should have said we just have enough time for this week's joke. No, I was right the first time.
That was The Party Party by Murray Hunter, starring Morwenna Banks, Robin Driscoll, Robert Glenister, Hugh Laurie and Clive Mantle. The producer was Jamie Ricks.